Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today for the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time from Chicago, Illinois, with a preaching I'm calling Some Things Never Change, But Some Things Do. Our first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses gave God's commandment to the people, saying, "So that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart." Thus ends the reading. In today's gospel, Jesus is asked, "What is the first law?" And of course, he says this, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind." But he adds to it, "And the second is love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus adds to the law in this way, the Shema. He will not let someone get away with following the first law without following the second law. He links them together. That love of neighbor and self has to go with love of God. But Jesus changes something else as well. Back in Moses' day, and when Deuteronomy was discovered, the promise of God was for this land, that your people will be able to live in this land that you didn't make. God will rescue them and give them a place to live, and they on that land will be his people and he will be their God. And Jesus adds to it, "And that your joy will open up to joy in heaven." The whole idea of life after life in heaven, a life of perfect joy, is an addition. It was not what God promised Abraham at the beginning. He said his people shall live here. But by Jesus' day, Judaism had been shifting, and Jesus got in a lot of arguments with the Sadducees, who did not believe in resurrection of the dead and tried to ridicule it. But it, like love of a neighbor, is integral to what Jesus is saying true religion is all about. There's a bigger vision. It says your love of God should open you to a love of everyone, and that that love should open you to boundless joys in heaven that will have no end, that will grow and grow forever. That all this is one expanded vision. So some things never change. Love God, but some things do. And you have to love your neighbor. And your joy now will open you to an infinite joy in heaven. Can you open your mind to that broader vision? I hope this broader vision, of course, most Christians believe, but There's even broader visions in our own lives where we want to hold to a simple truth, but God is calling us to see the more integral truth, the way that it fits with other things. And we need to open ourselves to those, not to say, oh, that's new and different. Because some things never change, but some things do. And our understanding of what God has in store for us needs to forever increase.